All right, glad you're with us. 19 days. You are the ultimate jury. Best election coverage available on your radio dial. Pay close attention. We've got a lot of news and information to get to you, not the least of which you have Biden on ABC with a town hall tonight, and you have President Trump on NBC with a town hall. And apparently all people in the media, there's like a rebellion building at NBC. How dare we book President Trump at the same time that our beloved Joe is on ABC? It's not fair. Hollywood figures now are asking NBC to remove the Trump town hall from the same slot. What are they afraid that to go up in a ratings battle against Donald Trump? Good grief, this is so corrupt. They don't even want to hear from Donald Trump. This whole issue of what is now happening in terms of this cache of new information that is unfolding as it relates to the Biden zero experience Hunter and quid pro quo Joe. Joe Biden lying, and now it is a proven lie, saying he's never discussed any of the issues involving the businesses of my children. Well, now we know in emails that that is absolutely false, because the emails just released by the New York Post reveal how Hunter Biden tried to cash in big time on behalf of the family with a Chinese firm and elsewhere. It gets even bigger than that. I have been briefed on the contents of just how the breadth and depth of what is in on this hard drive. Now, I've not been able to independently corroborate these things, but as it comes out in the days to come, I'm not going to get ahead of myself. It is devastating. It is a game changer. It is blockbuster. It's also sad. And it is also corruption on a level that you can't even believe. You have a very, very troubled but yet financially ambitious Hunter Biden. This is far deeper than Burisma and the holding company in Ukraine. And it goes to everybody. You know, Mayor Giuliani, I guess, who got this information from his lawyer, says that Hunter's text show that he was paying his father's expenses. And there's even a picture. I mean, it's the saddest thing if you're a parent. Really sad picture of Hunter Biden with a crack pipe in his mouth as part of the deal. Let me go through this, though, very, very slowly and in a way that I hope that you can keep up with. And I'm trying to dispense a lot of information and condense it in a way that's explainable here. And I've done nothing all day but try and lay this out in a way that I think is understandable to everybody. I'll jump ahead a little bit and say that now that Facebook and Twitter have decided to just independently censor the information, now has become a massive issue on Washington, D.C. The heads of Twitter and Facebook will be on Capitol Hill next week. They've been called in. They're being subpoenaed. Senator Ted Cruz of Texas wants to know, quote, what the hell is going on with both companies? Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, at Jack on Twitter, in the wake of this expose that they have decided to censor. And he and his fellow Republicans saying they want Dorsey, they want Facebook executives in next week to explain why they are blocking and banning accounts that are sharing a bona fide news story by a major American newspaper. Quote, this is election interference, he said, and 19 days out of an election, it has no precedent in the history of this democracy. Ted Cruz, Senate Judiciary Committee wants to know what the hell is going on. And he continued that Chairman Lindsey Graham and I have discussed this at length. The committee will be issuing subpoenas to Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter, to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee next week, and to come before that committee and explain why they're abusing their corporate power to silence the press and to cover up allegations of real corruption. And then he went on to even say, I don't know if these New York Post stories are true or not. He said those are questions that Vice President Biden needs to answer. Twitter and Facebook and big tech billionaires don't get to censor political speech and actively interfere in this election, because that's what they're now doing. And he's 100% right. Now, remember this, too, as we get started here, as I lay this all out for you, is that all of these big tech companies have liability protection that is not afforded media companies. There's something, it's known as Section 230, at which I'll give you the nuts and bolts of it. No provider or user of an interactive computer service shall be treated as the publisher or speaker of any information provided by another information content provider. In other words, they put the content up on their site and they don't editorialize, and they're equal opportunities. For example, all of the lies about Trump and Russia and collusion, they never stop those articles from going viral, even though we all now know it was a lie. In other words, online intermediaries like Facebook, like Twitter, if you host or republish speech, you're protected because of Section 230 against a range of laws that would otherwise be used to hold them legally accountable, called liability laws, for what others are saying and doing. Now, the protected intermediaries include not only regular internet service providers, but also a range of interactive computer service providers, including basically any online service that publishes third-party content, through which important exceptions for certain criminal or intellectual property-based claims could be made, creates broad protection. And it should be. Now, where does that bring us? This is so deep and so corrupt. Now, there's a history here. Remember, we did the first interview with Peter Schweizer. Peter Schweizer has a blockbuster investigative report coming up on this show tomorrow. He's asked to work all day to get it done. So we are now 19 days out of this election. Joe Biden told us that he never discussed any businesses with any of his kids. Here's what he said.
How many times have you ever spoken to your son about his overseas business dealings?
I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings.
I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period. And what I will do is the same thing we did in our administration. There will be an absolute wall between personal and private and the government.
Do you stand by your statement that you did not discuss any of your son's overseas business
dealings
with him?
Yes, I stand by that statement.
Do you think it was wrong for him to take that position?
No.
Knowing that it was really because that company wanted access to you.
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that. Who said that?
And just like he was saying. Now, remember how outraged I was when here we have a phone call with President Trump, President Zelensky. There was nothing offered on that phone call. There was only one fact witness said, what did the president say he wanted? Nothing. No quid pro quo. Every other witness, remember, during the impeachment was a opinion witness or a hearsay witness. They had no evidence. And yet they ignored Joe Biden on tape. I won't play it now. He recalls the story. You're not getting the $1 billion. I leave in 6 hours. You're not getting it unless you fire the prosecutor that we now know is investigating Viktor Shokin, his zero experience son Hunter being paid millions. That's only the tip of the iceberg. Now, that led to Senator Ron Johnson and Senator Chuck Grassley and their 87-page interim report. Now, Senator Johnson will join us on this program in a little bit. And this is now widespread, what is a corrupt Biden family business, basically using the position of then Vice President Joe Biden to make millions and millions of dollars. Now, Biden has said he had no knowledge of involvement. Well, that is now we have emails that show just the opposite. We have emails that show Hunter Biden is being asked to intervene and do favors. We now watch Joe Biden lie. And when you look, let's go back, for example, to the Johnson and Grassley report. Hunter Biden flew with his father aboard Air Force Two on a trip to China. Hunter admittedly met with the Chinese business people. About 10 days later, Hunter, who had zero experience with the country of China, zero experience with any Chinese investments, 10 days later, Hunter signs that billion-dollar sweetheart deal with a Chinese state-backed investment fund, netting Hunter massive amounts of equity and revenue in a partnership with the Bank of China. Remember, he did the interview with Good Morning America. Do you have any experience in oil? No. Gas? No. Energy? No. Any experience with Ukraine? No. Why are you being paid all these millions? I don't know. Maybe because your father is in charge of the money for Ukraine? Probably. Probably. Yeah, that's probably it. You know, then you got Hunter Biden. Let's go back to China. He's now has a billion-dollar deal, later becomes a $1.5 billion deal with the Bank of China. Do you understand that this now compromises the vice president of the United States? Do you not see this as an abuse of power and corruption at a level that makes the impeachment of Donald Trump laughable? Hunter Biden opens up a joint bank account with a Chinese nation connected to the Chinese Communist Party. The bank account funds a $100,000 shopping spree for Hunter and his family. They're cashing in on Joe's position, but it also compromises the vice president of the United States. In February of 2014, Hunter Biden got the $3.5 million wire transfer from, again, according to the Johnson and Grassley report, from this Russian oligarch once referred to as the First Lady of Moscow. She was married to the mayor of Moscow. Hunter has zero experience in the country of Russia. What did he get $3.5 million for? On April 22nd, 2014, a Kazakh oligarch wired over $140,000 to Hunter Biden's firm. The money was earmarked for a brand new car. Again, Hunter, zero experience in the country of Kazakhstan. Meanwhile, a few days later, in May of 2014, Hunter begins receiving massive monthly payouts from the Ukrainian oil and gas giant called Burisma Holdings. Companies owned by a pro-Russian Ukrainian oligarch. Again, zero experience. You know, Hunter admitted as much in the GMA interview. Now, Joe Biden must not have seen the interview, because even after the interview, when he was asked about it, he said, I had no idea that any of this was happening. And despite what you hear from Biden and what you heard from the media mob the whole time, while Hunter was gainfully employed by Burisma, the vice president leveraged $1 billion taxpayer dollars. That would be a quid and a pro and a quo with Joe to protect zero experience Hunter being paid millions for something of which he has no experience. And it's all out there available on tape, a massive conflict of interest. State Department officials in the Obama administration were openly worrying about how Hunter was impacting U.S. policy on the world stage. And they also worried and were outspoken about potential extortion concerns, especially regarding Hunter Biden's personal behavior. I mean, this is only the tip of the iceberg. I haven't even gotten to a lot of the new material that is now out there and available today, which I will on the other side of this break. We're 19 days to the most important election in our lifetime, and the media has blacked. One network did less than 60 seconds on it. Everybody else ignored it. That's how corrupt the mob and the media is. That's how in the tank they are for all things democratic socialist and for the ever weak, frail, and cognitively failing Joe Biden. Most people don't think Joe Biden can survive a first term. We're about to head into a constitutional crisis, the likes of which this country has no idea how bad this is going to be. Now, if you want to sleep better at night, well, all things MyPillow help me. I'm actually sleeping harder than I ever have in a long time. Anyway, from MyPillow, the MyPillow that I love, MyPillow, the all-new MyPillow mattress topper. It's got four-corner straps. You put it on top of your mattress. It's like MyPillow for your entire body. They've got other great products like the Giza Dream Sheets and so many other things. Right now, they got a special going on at MyPillow.com, and you can get 30% off the all-new MyPillow mattress topper. Two standard MyPillows. You get one great bundle. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity square, and you get this incredible offer, 10-year warranty, 60-day unconditional money-back guarantee, the best products ever made. Just go to MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square, 800-919-6090. Once those products arrive, guess what? the sleep you've been craving, wanting, needing, desiring, and the sleep you deserve, you'll start getting it. MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square.